mamas. Welcome to another episode of Moms of the Night podcast. We are just creating this beautiful, sacred, and safe space to chat all things motherhood. Gosh, I just have loved every little bit of this podcast. And you know, I strive to make this like no experts, no we know best advice, just real and raw conversations about topics that are affecting all of us and that we really want and need to talk about. And today is, again, just one of those really timely episodes for me in the current season of life I'm in, because I sit down with my dear friend Brittany, and we're both on this entrepreneurship path currently. And so we dove into the big topic around being a working mom and what that has been like for us, and really finding clarity and acceptance for our decision to be working moms. And also just kind of how the world has put up this divide between working moms, stay-at-home moms, and how defeating that can feel, and just trying to provide you with some encouragement and some empowerment for no matter the decision that you have made for your family, whether you are a working mom by choice or by necessity, or a stay-at-home mom by choice or necessity, that you are making the very best decision for your family. And if you're in a season of not having clarity or not really sure what's next, or just feeling stuck, I feel like this is also a really great episode for you. Brittany is one that I always go to when I just am really needing some encouragement and finding acceptance and confidence in my own journey. She just speaks life into me, and I know she's going to do the same for you guys. So I really hope you enjoy this episode. Whether you find yourself as a working mom or not, I think there are really great takeaways from this conversation. So I hope you enjoy this conversation with my good friend, Brittany. Hi, friend.
Hey there. I'm so excited to be here.
Yay. How is life? How is motherhood treating you?
I like to use the word full. Very full.
That's amazing. Tell me more.
I always, and I know I've said this to you, like, it's like beautiful chaos. We're in similar seasons, very similar seasons, yep, in more ways than one.
Yes.
And it's just beautiful chaos. Like, it's just chaos. In the little season.
Yeah. You almost have to find the beauty in the chaos. Otherwise, you're just constantly living in survival mode, which, you know, I've really found myself to thrive in survival mode. It's not always beautiful, but the power of being able to like power through the tough moments is pretty remarkable when you're a mom.
Yeah, it's a daily growth opportunity. Look at it.
That's a really nice way of putting it. I love it.
Lots of opportunity to be refined.
Yes, that's so true. Well, I gave everyone a little intro about you, but I would love to hear from you who you are, what motherhood looks like for you right now, obviously outside of the beautiful chaos. And then we'll just get right into this working mama life and chat all about things, because I think there's plenty to cover on this topic. And we'll just go from there.
Love it. Well, first, I just have to say, I've told you this time and time again, I'm so grateful for God having our paths cross. I joke about this a lot, but I meet a lot of my really close friends on the internet.
And I'm pretty, funny.
I'm pretty sure that's how we met in some mom group in Instagram.
Yeah. A very random mom group. Ah. Like, I think we only chatted for a solid week. And
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, so it goes in motherhood. You're like,
I know.
And so I'm just so grateful for your friendship and for the opportunity just to chat today and to talk about a topic both you and I are living through, which is the, you know, working mom. And a little bit about me. As you already know, I got two kiddos. I have a 2-year-old and a 5-year-old. I have been married to my husband, Phil, who is the most incredible partner. I have deep gratitude that it is truly a partnership. And that's something we can talk about too when it comes to being a working mom and just how differential that can be when you are trying to juggle all of the things and how you can't juggle all of the things. But we've been married for about 8 years, born and raised in Minnesota, living 5 minutes from my family, back in the school district that I grew up in, which was has been interesting. But we lived away for 8 years. Speaking about working, my husband and I followed our careers, did long distance, had our first little one in Louisville, Kentucky, but knew Minnesota was where we were going to end up to be able to raise our family near families. That was really important to us because that support matters. I'll talk a lot about support. I know not everyone is blessed with that, and so I don't take that for granted because I know what it's like not to have that type of support when raising kids and trying to juggle all the things. And I was a corporate climbing gal for a while. We'll get into that. And I'm still partially in corporate America, but decided 2 years ago to start to step out into entrepreneurship. It was better in alignment for my expertise, my experience, my passion. And truthfully, my success coaching company, Unlock Her Co., was born out of my own personal experience of living in autopilot in motherhood, in my career, in all aspects of my well-being, and realized when I started doing the inner work and started to prioritize my own well-being, the fog lifted. I got clearer on what I wanted, what was most important for my family. I'd been following other people's guidance and paths for a long time because I cared so deeply what people thought. And so 2 years ago, I started that work, and that's the work that I do daily on myself, with my clients, with the women in my life. But that's what brought me to really, I mean, it sounds cliche, but really unlocking it all and unlocking a purposeful life that I had been craving for so long, but because I was looking externally for that. Constantly for other people to tell me what that looks like, what success looks like, what enough looks like. I never really uncovered it because you uncover it when you go inward and you decide what that looks like for you. So that's I get deep fast. I think you know that about me. Like nothing's off limits. yeah.
So. No, and that's what I love about you and love about our friendship is being able to go deep real fast. And that's what's needed, though. I think especially when you're in motherhood and your time is so precious, I don't have time for, like, table talk. Like, give me the real. Give me the deep stuff. That's what I'm here for. But – and I can definitely just resonate with your story and how your career aspirations have unfolded. Would you say that motherhood has almost brought – that new outlook on your career to you? Like, you wouldn't have had that had you gone through motherhood?
Yeah. I think motherhood, and I, you know, we were joking about it earlier that it's like the most, it's such a growth opportunity. And I know that, like, that is what, when I reflect on motherhood, like, it has refined me into the best version of myself. It's been freaking challenging and not easy, yeah. But I would not be where I am today doing the work that I'm doing, being really clear, confident, and courageous in who I am without motherhood. Like, my babies have made me a better version of myself, though let me attest, I don't show up the best version every single day, but I'm very cognizant of that. And, like, without them, you know, they talk about holding a mirror up to yourself when you're parenting your kids, or kind of reparenting yourself, right? And my career shifts have shifted because I've gotten to know myself more through raising my kids.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's something that can go hand in hand and is often not looked at, where I feel like I am a better version of myself because of my kids. I also feel like I get to show up as a better mom because of my career, because I get to do something that I love and fuel the creativity inside of me that I don't always get out of motherhood. And I think sometimes that can be looked at. I mean, we've talked about this. Like, this can look so many different ways. This can look like you are a working mom out of choice. You are a working mom out of priority. It can be both. You are a stay-at-home mom out of choice. You are a stay-at-home mom out of priority. It can be both. But I feel like there's a lot of guilt that comes when it comes to being a working mom because, I mean, there's all those things out there. Like, you are missing seeing your kids. I mean, I won't lie, when I just have this vivid memory of being on maternity leave with Owen and doing the calculations of how many hours he was going to be spending with somebody else versus me, and that absolute gut punch that comes with that. And that's hard, right? Because I have in my position is a little bit of both. It's a little bit of choice and it's a little bit of necessity. And so there's a lot of like guilt and shame that comes around with that. But I also know I don't think I was meant to be at the stay-at-home mom. That is not – I want to be with my kids. I want to show up for them. I want to be the best for them. I love them more than anything in the entire world. But that me wanting to work shouldn't take away from that part of me either. What is your thought on that? How has that shown up for you?
Yeah, I think what's beautiful about what you shared, right, is just these different ways this can play out for us in motherhood and the different choices that are important for us to make. And some of it's as big as, do I work, do I not work? And what does that look like? And do I have to work or do I not have to work, right, depending on your situation? And my thing is like, being intentional in that choice and not just, there's so much noise coming at us, right? That's where I think some of the shame, a lot of the shame and guilt comes from, hearing things like people's point of view of, why would you let somebody else raise your kids, right? Like, that's kind of what you were referring to. And when you're not, and I'm going to keep talking about this, but when you're not clear and confident in what is best for you and your family, that's, I think, when the shame and guilt gets really loud. Like, there's always going to be that feeling somewhere in you, and I've had that too. And what the last 2 years have taught me is when I know, like, when I'm in alignment and I'm making decisions from that place, the shame and guilt get quieter. The noise around me gets quieter, because at the end of the day, I know what I'm doing is best for my family, the career that I'm on, the career choices I made. But I spent a bit of time, like, I think about my career and like the shifts I've made over the last couple of years. We spend, like, on average, what, like a fourth, like if we're working full time, a fourth, if not more, of every week in our work. And if you're choosing to work, I think it's when you step into motherhood, it gets even more important for you to do work that you love. Like, I think that matters for everyone. I'm a big advocate for finding work that you love, but I think it matters even more because if you're going to take time away from your kids, you want to do it with something you love, with a company that you are passionate about, that you believe in, that aligns with your core values. But I think sometimes we get stuck. And again, that's where the shame and guilt is, like, I'm taking time away from my kids to do it to a job that I don't love, to potentially a manager that I don't love, to a company I don't align with. And I feel like that just adds more layers. And I've been there.
Yeah.
I've definitely been there and had those feelings. And then I had to decide, what do I want to do? Because I know I was made to be just like you. Like, I, at this point in time, I know that God has called me to be a working mom. But it wasn't the typical, like, I knew something needed to change for our family, for myself, because what I was doing was no longer serving me well or serving our family well. But I knew I wanted to work, and I knew I had a bigger impact to make.
Absolutely. And I feel like that realization and having that faith to make those jumps for both of us has come with some time. I mean, if there's women out there listening right now who are like, that's just not possible for me. I just want to say, I get it. I think we've both been there in our own ways. I have been really fortunate to have loved my career, both when I was working for an employer and now working for myself, which I know is not always common. And it's hard enough, you know, having to spend time away from your kids and having to work in moments where motherhood calls and you're stuck between a rock and a hard place. But then to do that with a job that you don't love, like you said, or just don't feel passionate about, I can understand how that would feel so much harder. And so if that is you, someone who's listening, I mean, all the love to you. Speaking from two women right here who, and I don't want to say that our journey has been easy. It has not. I am only, what, technically 2 weeks into being completely on my own, self-employed. And let me tell you, I'm not in a good space. Like, I am not in a good headspace. And I mean that in the sense that when you are a mom, you have so much responsibility on your shoulders already. And then you layer in entrepreneurship, or if you have a job that has a ton of responsibility and decisions on your back, or it's a massive time commitment, I mean, that's just a really added layer of stress that is hard to break out of mentally. But I also want to say that, like, there is opportunity out there for finding something that you love, and it is not an easy path. But unfortunately, it doesn't take away the mom guilt, even though I know that I'm, like, meant to be doing this. And you're catching me on a weird week. I think we've talked about this too, is that it is. It's one of those times where I'm so empowered and inspired by you for, like, having so much clarity. And I feel like I have that too, in the sense that, like, I know this was the path for me to be a working mom. However, I think those decisions and that clarity, or at least that confidence, can come in waves. Do you feel that?
Yeah. I think exactly, like, yeah, it's the juggling of, right, like, a week by week, day by day thing, right? Like, yeah, it's not – that's my thing. Like, it's a daily decision to go, what do I have capacity for today? What is most important, right? Like, right, like, having mm-hmm. a sick kid home, or a big deadline on a project, or all of the above, right?
Yeah.
And – my biggest thing that I've learned that's helped me along the way is asking myself, what is most important today? And that doesn't mean I always make the right choices, but it's just like, yeah, what do I have capacity for that matters most? And truthfully, number one is my well-being over all else. And I know mm-hmm. that is so hard, because it's the first thing that we all let go. Mm-hmm. And, like, that was always my story.
Yeah.
And yet it is the number one thing that actually creates more capacity, even if it's, like, a tiny little thing. This isn't, like, a extensive well-being thing you need to do every single day to have capacity. But it's, like, how do you – you know, it's, like, the cliche saying, like, you can't pour from an empty cup. But it's so – it can be so hard to make that choice when you're, like – and even this week, like – I was, like, making choices between I'm relaunching my brand and, like, taking care of myself and the kids and Valentine's Day and all the other things. And some of my choices weren't in favor of my well-being. Mm-hmm. But like, I'm aware of that. And I'm like, okay, did that impact how I could show up, my energy? Like, just, like, I talk about the power of pause a lot. Mm-hmm. The power of pause, of just pausing and going, like, why do I feel this way? Why am I feeling the guilt and shame? We even talked about, right, like, Valentine's Day. Like, we all feel the I shoulds, mm-hmm. I have tos. Some of us love the Pinterest worthy things but don't have capacity for. Some of us have felt, me, that I should love mm-hmm. the Pinteresty things. Mm-hmm. And it's just getting back to, like, why do we feel this way? It's this – I talk about self-discovery work, which is – it is so – incredible to do, but it is, like, once you start that work, you and I have talked about that, and you start to heal, and you start to unpack layers, and you start to, like, it's hard work. Yet it's the work that matters to get to that place of clarity. And then confidence, right, is just like showing up and doing the best you can with the resources you have that day. Like, that's the biggest thing I've learned through I'm going through subconscious reprogramming certification right now. And one of the things that we learn about is just this idea of excellence, right? And a lot of times in motherhood, we're trying to be perfect. And we're striving, at least in my case, striving for perfection has always been my double-edged sword. Like, it's gotten me really far in all aspects of my life, but it has burned me out. And what I learned is, like, striving for perfection is the lowest standard we can actually set for ourselves. And that hit deep. I was like, yeah. I'm setting high standards with perfectionism, but actually we're setting really low standards if we're striving for perfection. And what we want to strive for is excellence. And excellence is this idea that doing the best you can with the resources you have in that moment is excellence.
Yeah.
And that looks different every day, potentially every minute. But that felt like such a weight lifted, because I am a high achieving woman that wants to be operating at what I would call perfectionism in the past. Now I call with excellence, and I'm proud of that. But learning what excellence really means and crossing out that perfectionism changed a lot for me in motherhood and in my job.
Yeah. Well, and I really like going back to what you said, just like making the best decisions you can, operating out of the capacity you have at that moment. And it takes me back to kind of what I've learned about not making decisions during heightened emotions. Because I do get into these moments. I've had plenty of them this week with having a sick kid home, where it's like, what did I do? Why am I a working mom? My kid needs me, and all I'm thinking about is this deadline I have this week. What does that mean for me? How am I supposed to show up for her in this way? And then the working part of me that really loves her job is like, I really want to be working on this project. And I have the sick kid home with me, and I have to be doing this, but I'm going to be up all night with her. And I was sitting with my husband in the kitchen last night, just like going through all of these things that were going through my head. And he was like, oh my goodness, slow it down. Like, you are speaking out of emotion. And I was like, yeah, I totally am. I am, like, it's that, you know, that buildup of guilt and shame that comes with not being able to give 100% to one or the other thing. And it kind of took me back to when you were talking me through harmony and not balance, which I still love, and trying to find, like, what does that look like for me in this moment? And right now, my Monday and Tuesday, that looked like me snuggling my baby and telling my sweet clients who offered me so much grace, you being one of them, that, like, hey, your stuff's going to come later because right now I need to be with my baby. And then, you know, the last couple days have been, okay, she's feeling better. I'm going to show up as, you know, the CEO of my business and put my all in. And it's really hard to find that balance. Harmony.
Exactly. I mean, you know. Yeah. And what I was thinking when you were sharing is, like, how purposeful you were. It probably didn't feel like that in the moment because it's just like trying to juggle. But looking back, it's like how purposeful you were, and that power of pause, even in the emotions last night, but like taking that pause as a mom, as a working mom, as a stay-at-home mom. I call it a timeout. Like, there's so much power in that. Because we've got to regulate ourselves first, which can be really hard, right? Because we want to regulate everyone else around us. They rely on us. Our kids rely on us. Our significant others rely on us. Our clients, whoever we work for. We just feel the weight on our shoulders.
Yeah. And let's be honest, society is not set up Mm-mm. to help us succeed. Whether that be a working mom or a stay-at-home mom, yep. whether you want to work, whether you don't want to work, it is just not set up for us to succeed in all aspects of our lives. And, you know, I think in a perfect world, we all would want to have the time to do something for ourselves, whether that be fun, work, whatever that looks like to you, and also juggle being a mom at 100%, being an awesome wife, being a great friend. And it's hard to find acceptance that, like, you just can't. And maybe it is every day looks different. Like, but I think when it comes to us loving our children, it's the hardest blow when we feel like we're not showing up as a mom. Or, you know, sometimes it's making that choice that, like, I kind of just really, like, I want to go on this work trip, or, like, I have to be away for a few days, but I'm excited about it. And knowing that means being away from your kids and finding acceptance in that, and, like, that's okay. How do you envision that looking like to your kids? Like, when they look at you and everything you're doing, what do you hope they learn from that?
Yeah, we've been in a really interesting season. So I have had some guilt and shame in, you know, I at one point over the last 2 years was working a full-time corporate job, building a business, taking care of my well-being, trying to show up as a good mom, a good wife, a good friend, all the things. And some things ended up on the back burner. And I can look back and regret it, or I can be thankful for doing that work, because now I'm in such a different place. And I've spent a lot of my life not being content. I would have never been honest about that in the past. I would have told you I was content, but I've always been striving for more. And I still, don't get me wrong, I still am, because I have a lot of passion. I have a lot of things I want to do. And yet I've learned to be really present and content with where my feet are. And that's only a recent learning, because I walked a good year and a half saying, when XYZ happens, then I'll be content. Then I'll have enough. Yeah. Then I'll be enough for my kids, my husband. Then I can be more present, all of the things. And everything that transpired led me to this place of going, gosh, like, why can't I just be content right now while still working towards my dreams, while still showing up? Like, when you're content where you are, you can be present. And that's been my big thing. I walked into this year with the commitment to be abundantly present in my marriage and with my kids, because truthfully, a little bit of that had been on the back burner as I was working on my career. And I want different moving forward. And so you're going to have these lessons. We're not going to do it perfectly. You're going to have the guilt and shame, but it's like, what do you want to do with that? Because every day is a choice. That's what's so cool, but also kind of scary. Like, you can make a different choice right now as you're listening to this podcast about what you want to do with your life, which sounds overwhelming, but I talk about taking these, like, one aligned actions every day towards the life that you desire. So it's not this, like, mass, it doesn't have to happen, nor does it normally happen overnight. Like you were talking about, like, where we are today has taken a long time to get to this point. And there's still, it's a journey. It's like not a destination that we're working towards, you know, like there's no I've arrived moment. I think a lot of people believe there's this arrive moment, or like for those of us who are very driven by our work, like I always operated like when I get this title, when I work for this company, like that was my identity. And I've had to unravel that a lot over the last 2 years in order to get where I am today, where I feel really good in my own skin. Because I think I was looking like I was looking for the accolades. I've always considered myself like someone who needs external validation to move and to do things. And I wanted to be perceived as perfect, as we were talking about before. And so like it – kind of wrecked me to look at. I was trying to build this business to help women, yet I wasn't really being content and like doing, like I was doing a lot of the things, but there was this missing piece of being really content where I am. And that's what the last 6 months have been, which has led me to here mm-hmm. to a point where I do like it, the feelings will still come forward, but I feel really good at how I'm showing up with my kids, with my husband. It's been small tweaks for us to get mm-hmm. here. It's been small tweaks of learning to put my phone down, which is still a work in progress. It's working to make a choice to be present at certain moments, but also be okay. We went on a trip last week. Most people would be like, I'm not working. And I was like, I'm going to plug in. Like, I love what I do. The kids nap and rest. And that's my definition of harmony for you or for somebody else. Yeah. It might not be. And so I've gotten really comfortable with defining what my harmony looks like, what that looks like. And as soon as I did that, it released a lot of pressure and I was able to show up better in other, like all aspects of my life. But for anyone else, they might be looking in and being like, I would never X, Y, Z, you know? And that would have wrecked me in the past to be like, because I wanted to be perfect. I wanted to be the perfect mom. I wanted to be the perfect wife. I wanted to be the perfect coworker, the perfect business owner, to be successful. But it's not possible to be all things to everyone. And that's not how we were made.
No. And like you said, I'm going back to what you said with almost like having to do things imperfectly to see what we want out of something. And I just go back, like we give kids some grace in making mistakes so that they can learn from them, but we cannot easily extend that same grace to ourselves. But that's so accurate because I always think back to with Lily and, you know, I had her and then the dream of this podcast and this business and all that came to fruition at the same time when I was on maternity leave. And I had two things I was so in love and passionate about that I was then trying to juggle being freshly postpartum, trying to heal my body and all the things. And it was like, go, go, go. And granted, I know that will benefit my family in the long run, because where I'm headed is only going to make me a better mom and have me step into my dreams and show them what's possible when they put their mind to something. But I would, like you said, you could go back and regret or you can learn from. I think about my maternity leave being like, wow, I wasn't as present as I wanted to be with her. But now in the season I'm in right now, any moment I have with her, I am like so locked in because I had that experience. And I think that sometimes is a beauty about, you know, being a working mom or having time outside or away from your kids, is that you can make that conscious choice to, when I do have time with them, then it's us and I want to show up for them 100% or what I have capacity for, and just be very intentional and present. But that, it took me a while to learn that. But now I'm so grateful for that, because those moments, I'm conscious about the fact that those moments are less than maybe what I would love them to be. So I'm going to take full advantage for when I do have them. And like you said, maybe like that is my version of harmony, and that may look different to everyone depending on what their definition of harmony and what they want their life to look like.
Because all of us are unique humans, right? We're unique women, we're unique moms with unique kids, with unique needs. Like nobody's life is the same. And yet we're always looking at other people's lives, situations, squares on social media, reels, and going, gosh, like wouldn't it be nice to have what they have? And here's the thing, like you don't know their story. Everyone's walking through struggles. Everyone's juggling things. Everyone has different desires. The gap is, and this is where I get really passionate and why I built Unlock Her Co. The gap is we're not taught as women how to go inward. Like we are all, I mean, there are probably some women that just came naturally to. And at one point we knew how to do that as kids, but it's like we lose that along the way. And we're looking at everybody else for the answers, for the solutions, the strategies. And yes, it's good to pick and choose and try and learn to try things on, but then go inward and go, does that feel right for me? Does that feel right for my family? Does that feel right for my kids? Like getting really clear on your core values for you and your family mm-hmm. as your North Star, and then really taking inventory. Are you living your – I've been in situations where I've set core values and then I'm not even living them. And I'm like, oh, like something – this is why I felt misalignment. But I just really challenge the woman, the mom listening in to start to – if you're not doing this like inward work and like spending time asking yourself – like the one question I would ask yourself is like, what do you desire your life to look, feel, and sound like? Mm-hmm. And then ask yourself, yeah. is my career supporting that? Is how I'm showing up in motherhood supporting that? And if not, start to do the work to figure out the gap. Because that's what happened to me. It was kind of like, and I think for you too, it was like, I'm now a mom of two kids. Having two kids, let me tell you, rocked me. I did the same thing on maternity mm-hmm. leave, started entrepreneurship, did all these things while being rocked by postpartum and a full journey there. And I just like I started with like focusing on my physical well-being, and then from there my mental well-being. Like that's why I'm so passionate about helping women prioritize their well-being, because the fog starts to lift. And it's not about focusing on mm-hmm. all aspects of your well-being at once, but it's figuring out what's going to actually help create capacity to start to go inward and go, what do I really want? What do I want my life to look like? And is my career right now in support of it or not support of it? And how do I start to make small changes? For me, I was like, I want to be at home when my kid gets off the bus when he goes to kindergarten. Mm-hmm. And I want to be doing work that I am lit up by that actually challenges me. And for me, that led me to entrepreneurship. And I always knew that I was going to step into this space. I just thought that I had to have a certain number of years and all these things. And yes, some of that is important, but you can start to do the work now, which is what you and I were talking about. It's like, what can you do today to start to move towards that career, that job? Or maybe you want to be a stay-at-home mom. Like, here's the thing, right? You might – I have yeah. friends who have had or are in corporate America who are like, all I want to do is be home with my babies, but I am the breadwinner. Like, there is some reality to that. And yet I would tell yeah. you there are so many opportunities out there that you can start to look into, and it's not going to happen overnight, that is going to be more flexible, more in support than there ever has. I have a background in HR. Like, there – it doesn't mean the job market's easy, yeah. But it is starting to network. It's starting to update your resume. It's starting to look differently and get really honest. You and I have had these conversations too around like, what is true safe for you? I had to challenge – my husband yeah. and I had to challenge ourselves. Like, we have a certain lifestyle we want to live, a certain XYZ, but we're like, is that worth living that lifestyle and then not having as much flexibility, not living the life we really wanted? And so mm-hmm. we started to make some shifts and changes and to shift our kind of safety level there. But there's reality to that. So I just also want to say, like, I get it. Or there's stay-at-home moms who have been, like you were mentioning earlier, who financially just does not make sense for both to be working. And so you've made the decision to be home with your kids, but you're like, man, I wish I could be doing work I love like you all are talking about. And again, I would say – there are really incredible opportunities to partner with companies to do. I partnered with a company. That's where my entrepreneurship started. But it's doing the work and being like – and getting – I talk about getting curious and getting creative to get there. And it's messy.
Yeah.
And it's challenging. But yeah. It's very
messy. And I feel like, you know, there's finding confidence in – what you want your life to look like and how you go about doing that. I also feel like a lot of times, like you said, a lot of us are seeking validation in that choice because we're constantly being told that what we're doing is the wrong choice. Like, if you are a working mom, well, then you should be at home with your kids. Like, how could you possibly not want to be at home with your kids? Or if you're a stay-at-home mom, it's like, well, shouldn't you be working? Like, your kids can go to daycare, or shouldn't you be making money? Or like, you really just want to be a stay-at-home mom and do like your whole identity as motherhood? What's that all about? And it's like finding acceptance that whatever that looks like for us is okay. Like, I saw a post from a friend on Instagram today, and, you know, it was one of the reels that was like being very slow in motherhood and embracing being a stay-at-home mom. And she was like, I would not make a single different choice. I love being a stay-at-home mom. This is the best season of my life. And to, you know, that first instinct in me could have been, crap, like, what am I doing? Like, that should be me. Why don't I want that? And instead, because I do have clarity that this is what I want, I was like, way to go, girlfriend. Like, that is amazing. I am so happy for you. But that's hard. Like, it's hard to get there. And some days, believe me, things like that would throw me off the rails. I would be like, I'm quitting. Like, what am I doing? I'm quitting my job, whatever. But like, that's where, you know, coming full circle here, we're like making decisions out of emotion is not always the best decision. Because if I did that, like in each of my maternity leaves, especially the first one, I would not have any job right now, because I would be like, nope, I just want to be with my babies. And which I do, I want to be with my babies, but I also want to do this. So again, defining what that looks like for our family, this is what it looks like right now. And I have acceptance in that. Tomorrow may be different. I might feel differently, but right now it's okay. And that guilt is still going to come up. Shame is still going to come up, but then we have to go back, like you said, inward and find that acceptance, that grace, that confidence in our choice, and be okay with that. How long did it take you to get there? Because I just feel like you are so centered in this decision, and I love it so much for you. And I'm still, like I said, I'm still very new to this. Granted, I've been a working mom since the beginning of my motherhood journey, but the whole entrepreneurship aspect is like a whole nother thing, right? I chose to pay a very well-paying job, a job I loved, to pursue and make a massive leap of faith to do something different for myself. We're getting there, but I just like, that's why I said you're such an inspiration for me and like your clarity and confidence. But how long did it take for you to get there? Because I feel like somebody could be listening in and being like, good for them, but I cannot relate because I am not there.
I know. And that's something that I used to tread lightly on, truthfully, mm-hmm. because I know that it can come off, like it can come off from, and not that you were saying this, but I want to say this because I know it can come off like, gosh, she's got it all, like, all together, and like that seems unattainable. It seems so far off. And here's what I would say: 2 years ago, Brittany would be feeling that same way, and just counting myself out for everything. And so, really, like, so what I would tell you is about 6 months ago, I made a decision to do subconscious reprogramming work, and that, truthfully, is where things shifted for me. And if you're not familiar with subconscious reprogramming, it's really just being able to shift your belief systems into a more empowering place. And so I'm getting certified. There's something called neuro-linguistic programming. There's all this techie stuff. We can link something in the bio for you to check out a little bit more about it. But it really has empowered me to truly shift my belief systems, because your belief systems drive your thoughts and then they drive your behaviors. And a lot of us are operating on subconscious stories that we're not even aware of. And that was a lot of me. Mm-hmm. And yeah. So I would say it is not perfect, but I now have the tools to navigate through moments of like last week, self-doubt was in like full force. But I have tools and I have skills that I didn't have before. And so a lot of it for me is the well-being work. Like, I know that many people will say they don't have capacity for it, but I would really assess, like I talk about, there's 7 aspects of well-being. And so, right, like there's financial, there's spiritual, there's physical, there's mental, emotional, there's social, and then there is professional, like we were talking about today. And it's not about looking at all of that, but it does matter. And I've realized that over the last 2 years, it does matter that you're pouring into your well-being daily and figuring out what aspect of your well-being is really holding you back and causing what I like to call mind drama. And spiraling you and not allowing your nervous system, learning a lot around nervous system regulation. I am a deep, deep feeler, a deep empath. I wear my emotions on my sleeve. And so I've had to do a lot of work on like what that looks like, the stories I've told myself, the labels I've given myself. And so when I talk about inner work, there is kind of like conscious inner work you can do right now, but only 5% of your behaviors are driven by your conscious. 95% of your behavior is driven by subconscious. I'm not going to get into all the sciencey stuff. It's pretty fascinating. Yeah. But like truthfully, when you asked me that question, like it really was 6 months ago. And then what I would also share, which I shared with you this week, is I chose sobriety. And that lifted a fog on my life. And I just want to share that because if anyone is listening in, like, and you're finding yourself overwhelmed and riddled with anxiety, that's one place to look. I'm not saying that solves for everything, right? But like, if you are like me, like I would consider myself not having a problem, but there was enough there. And Nikki, you know, all the science behind that. We were chatting about that yesterday and just your own decision on that a while ago. And so that may not be helpful, but I just want to share some things for me that I know collapsed time and allowed me to lean in. And then the third thing is just, I'm a believer. Jesus is my best friend. Like the work that I've done to build an actual relationship with him and spend time with him, every morning and carving out time and learning to trust him and that he's got a plan that's better than mine. I've never been good at trust. I have been a control freak. I like to control. I've liked to control a lot of things. And like, again, the last 6 months has been a lot of surrender, a lot of trusting him. I know you and I have talked about that too. And so those are kind of like the three things, like subconscious reprogramming, getting sober, and building a deeper relationship, a true relationship with God, and really, really, really trusting him and trusting myself. I didn't trust myself. It's why I was looking for external validation for so long. Even in entrepreneurship, I was looking for the answers everywhere and thinking like I just didn't have it for a long time. I was like, how come everyone else can do this? How come everyone else is making all this money and doing all these things? They must have the answer. They must have the answer. But all along, the answer was inside of me. But I didn't really believe it. Like people would say those things. So I'm sure there's women listening in who are like, the answer's inside of me. Okay. Woo-woo. but I would tell you, I've been there and I've been in your shoes. And so like, that's the thing that I think is, you know, I want to share is like the Brittany you're getting now and even the Brittany you got to meet, Nikki, is very different than the Brittany 2 years ago. I mean, there were essence of me there. But I lacked a lot of confidence. I was all about performing. I was all about kind of morphing myself in, whether it be in motherhood, in my marriage, in work, into whoever was the most – like whatever success looked like, I could morph into that.
Yeah. Well, I think it goes back to your point of like going inward and then finding those things around you that are going to support you in that validation. Like you said, you found things that gave you clarity, and that might be different for somebody else. And that can be transferred, I think, to any scenario that you're in, right? Whether you're a working mom by choice or, you know, by necessity, a stay-at-home mom by choice or necessity. I think at the end of the day, we're all just trying to do our best and find a scenario that works for our family. And we might not always be in that season to make that choice, but that doesn't mean that that's not coming. I think that is something that is really important to say because we're speaking out of a place of being in that decision that we made for our family right now. And it's funny because if you would have told me even, I don't know, 6 to 8 months ago that I would be in this position right now, I would tell you you're crazy because I know how important it was for me to be that stable ground for my family, you know, but we chose to do something different so that I could show up better for myself, for my family, and for the people who I wanted to serve and be a part of their lives as well. And again, finding that acceptance that like I – and I told you this too, like when I made that decision that I was going to go full force into this and knowing that, yes, entrepreneurship brings a lot of flexibility, but it also brings a lot of responsibility, really, and can be a huge, you know, time commitment in the beginning until you get your flow. Is that, you know, I believe that for me and our family, something for me growing up watching my parents be working parents and being entrepreneurs was actually super inspirational for me. It was like my mom was so fueled by the work she did. She just lit up, and I loved seeing that version of her. And so I think back to that and knowing that that is the direction I'm headed or that work that I'm in, I hope that I can show my kids like this is what can happen. Like the possibilities are endless for you because look what mommy did. And I just don't feel like I could tell them your dreams can come true and you can work really hard and do whatever you want if I wasn't willing to make that leap and show them. And for me, that meant I was going to be a working mom. And that's okay.
Yeah. And that made me think of too, just this, this idea of the fact that you can pivot at any point, right? Like you just made a pivot. I feel like I've made 10 pivots in the last 2 years, truthfully, where I started and the different decisions. And I think a lot of us sometimes just settle because it's safe. And it's like, man, like how could I make a change right now? I have, right? Like making a change when you have two kids in daycare, a house, a mortgage, like there's a lot of financial pressure there, like you were saying. And it would have been quote unquote looked like on paper been easier to stay. But yeah. I've heard the saying like choose your hard. And right now we're choosing our hard that's going to actually give us the life we really want versus settling and choosing our hard just to get that consistent paycheck and to have that safety.
Yeah.
And that's what I would say, like, which hard are you choosing? And it doesn't – like, I think coming back to, like, this isn't to say this can happen to you tomorrow. You know, like, there are – like, you have to you have to look at your numbers. Like, you have to – like, you know what I mean? If you want to make a change that might change what your income looks like for your family – because you have kids. You have responsibilities doing this blind – like, I talk about doing things blindly versus doing things purposefully – you did it purposefully. I've been doing it purposefully. It doesn't mean it's easy. Absolutely not. But I just want to encourage the mom that's listening in who's like, man, like I want to love what I do because I've been there and I was just settling, assuming I was going to climb the freaking corporate ladder for the rest of my life or just like – I felt like I was hitting a glass ceiling personally. I was like, is this it? Is this all I've got for my career? Like I feel like I have so much more to give. So much more impact to make. And so I just started getting curious about it and about what I really want. Because part of it is like, we know what we don't want, but that's not always helpful. It's like, okay, if you don't want that, then what do you want instead? Like figuring out what you want your, I'm going to go to subconscious again. Your subconscious doesn't know the difference between like a negative. It doesn't understand a negative. So when you say you don't want something, it actually thinks you want it. That's a true statement. It's like the saying, like, don't think of a blue tree. Did you think of a blue tree? Yeah. And so it's this idea. I know. It's like such a simple visualization, but I just say that because a lot of times, and I was this way, it's like, I don't want this. I was so focused on what I don't want and running from that, that I couldn't get clear on what I really wanted. And so it's like really asking yourself, well, if I don't want that, then what do I want or what will that not having that give me? That's a probably a better question. It's like, what if I didn't have that thing or I didn't have this job or I didn't have that responsibility or I didn't have debt, because let me tell you, that's another thing. We got out of some massive debt this last year. So I'm also speaking from a place of making decisions from a place of having debt. And it's like, if you don't want that, what will not having that give you? And then take aligned action from there.
Yeah. And all that to say is, if you are a mom who are listening, and again, you're just like, I don't know what I want, I'm overwhelmed, I'm just trying to get through the night, that is okay. We just want you to know that no matter the choice you're making for your family in this moment, that it is okay, and that there is opportunity to find clarity when you're ready. And that finding that validation for yourself and the choice you're making, and that you are awesome, which is going to go into Brittany's Dear Mama monologue. So I won't steal that from her. So instead, we'll just take a quick break and then we'll be right back so she can say her beautiful Dear Mama monologue for you. So I'll be back in just a minute.
Dear Mama, you are enough, and what you're doing is enough. Let this be your permission slip to drop the I have to's or I should's. Tapping into what you desire and what is best for you and your family. Discovering what you want this one precious life to look, feel, and sound like. Creating space to find yourself, love yourself, and offer grace to yourself in this season. Getting clear, confident, and courageous in who you are, what you value, the gifts you bring to this world, and the impact you want to have. You are your greatest asset, so nourish yourself well. Believing that taking care of yourself well will allow you the capacity to take care of others well. You deserve to be the healthiest version of you. Your kids deserve the healthiest version of you. Sweet Mama, you are wildly capable and deserve to live that purposeful life you crave. Everything you need is inside of you, and there is no better time than now to unlock it. Decide today to take radical responsibility over your life. I promise it will be the most empowering and freeing decision you make for yourself and for your kids. You are worth it. This work is worth it. Cheering you on every step of the way, I heart you.
I'm going to need you to turn that into like a little art print I can purchase and put in my bathroom. Yes. So I can just read it every day to remind myself, because
I know it's kind of like, I always think about, like, because truthfully, I'm like, I know my story feels like it's like, I don't know, like, it's like if you didn't know who I was before, it can feel like I've always been doing this work and like it's come easy. And so that's like the balance I sometimes struggle with, because I don't want to downplay where I'm at because I've come so far, but I don't want it to feel unattainable or like that's just, you know. So
yeah. Well, thanks for being here today. Can you tell everyone where to find you?
Yes. You can find me at Unlock Her Co, which is on Instagram. And I also hang out on LinkedIn and Facebook. And
you also have your own podcast.
And the podcast. You're right. I also have a podcast, Her Unlocked the Podcast. And yeah, come hang out. As you heard today, I'm all about getting deep. I'm all about challenging you and empowering you. And the Unlock Her Co brand is really focused on that. So if you are looking for someone to lock arms with, for a community to feel seen, heard, and empowered to do this work because you're ready for it and you're ready to step into your version of purposeful life, I'd love to get to know you better.
Thanks for being here, friend. I'm so grateful that we could have this conversation. For all of our mamas, no matter what season of life you're in, we love you, and we just want you to feel validated in your choice, and you're doing great. So we'll see you next week. Thank you for joining me for this episode of the Moms of the Night podcast, where we are on a mission to make motherhood, especially those middle of the night hours, feel less lonely. If you know another mama who could use these comforting words tonight, please consider sharing this episode with her. And don't forget to follow and subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode. If you're enjoying the episodes, a quick click on that 5-star button and leaving a review would mean the world to me. It's one of the many ways we can reach as many moms as possible who might benefit from hearing these conversations and words of encouragement. Your support means everything. Until next time.